Hello, Eco Wise viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. This week, we feature two vegan organic farms run by our Supreme Master Jinghai International Association members, one in Rajasthan, India, and the other in Formosa, or Taiwan's Hualien County. The Rodale Institute in the United States defines organic farming as follows. Organic is a method of farming and gardening that relies on natural systems and products and is free of virtually all synthetic and toxic chemicals, fertilizers and pesticides. Let us first head to Rajasthan, which is located in northwestern India. Three-fifths of the state is occupied by the Thar Desert, and 40% of the state's population lives in this arid region. Extending into Pakistan, the Thar Desert is 200,000 square kilometers in size and is the seventh largest desert in the world. Temperatures in the desert can climb very high, reaching 50 degrees Celsius or more in May and June. The desert sand can reach a scorching 70 degrees Celsius during the hottest days of the year. Water is very scarce in the Thar Desert, with yearly rainfall being less than 250 millimeters and 90% of the precipitation occurring during the monsoon season, which is between July and September. Gajendra Singh is an association member and the co-founder of the Jinghai School, a Rajasthan-based institution established in 2006 in honor of Supreme Master Jinghai. Its mission is to provide an excellent education to the local children as well as spread the noble message of vegetarianism to the students and their families. Mr. Singh also has a vegan organic farm near the school, which grows cotton, millet, cumin, and crops in the dry desert environment.
Now I'm going to show you the Indian organic farm. This farm is totally organic. Here we don't put any chemical in these crops. Mostly in other parts of India, people put a lot of spray chemical on the cotton. But here in Rajasthan, in this field, particularly this village, we don't have to put any chemical on the cotton and we get good crops.
What is the primary water source for the farm?
The water here is also very good because we have 400 feet deep well. We get water from there. So we drink the same water. We no need to clean because it's automatically very clean. And it's scientified. The water is best. There's no germs.
Vegan organic farming benefits the environment enormously. By avoiding the use of chemical pesticides, it raises crop yields, enhances soil fertility, conserves water, and ensures biodiversity in agriculture. A study by researchers at the University of Michigan, USA, found that with organic farming methods, farmers in developing countries can triple crop production.
It's economically very good if you don't put a chemical. Organic cultivation is best if you don't want to spend a lot of money. If you are in desert, if you don't want to destroy the environment, grow like this way, you get good value, good money, without chemical, without destroying the environment. Here we are in a cotton field. We took more than 90% cotton already. This is the rest of the cotton. Because in the end of the February, we had to cut the all cotton. When we take all the cotton away, the rest is nothing. Either you can burn in fire. We use as a very good fertilizer. When we take all the cotton away, then by tractor or by camel, we put all the clay on the top of this. After 4-5 months, these things become a very nice fertilizer. Then we grow a nice millet in July.
Crop rotation, growing a planned order of specific crops in the same field, prevents the depletion of soil nutrients and improves soil fertility.
After we cut the millet in August or September, then we grow again cotton, because the millet field become very good fertilizer for the cotton field. So we don't have to put the spray on that. We don't use machine, we don't have machine. We always all plant by hand, this seed. This seed inside. How will you put, I show you? You just make a hole, put it like that. Every 2 feet, one whole land like that.
We now shift to Hualien County in Formosa, or Taiwan, to meet our association member and the director of the Zhi Xue Vegan Organic Farm, Mr. Chen Chung Hong. Occupying 40 hectares, his vegan farm is the second largest by area on the island and is recognized as a model organic farm by the government. Some of the crops grown on the land include sweet corn, papaya, tomato, passion fruit, lemon, ginger, sweet potato, cabbage, lettuce, spring onion, chili pepper, ladyfinger or okra, and celery.
有机基本上就是我们不用农药，也不用杀草剂，不用化学肥料。那除了这三项基本的以外呢，我们就是尊重这个自然法则，那用这个自然的方式来耕作，那包括呢我们这种生态平衡的方法。
Mr. Chen is a practicing veterinarian and also has a degree in Chinese herbal studies from China Medical University. In 2002, he founded the Herbs Association of Hualien County and is the supervisor of the Hualien County Chinese Herb Production Unit. He only began cultivating crops in 2000. For those wishing to enter the field of vegan organic agriculture, Formosa or Taiwan has a wealth of training resources.
我们会到这个一些改良场或是一些农业这个比较专业的这些机构去学习。那我们台湾也很多这个改良场有开这样的一个训练的课程。那从这边也可以认识很多很多的专家还有老师，可以学习收到很多的知识。
From Mr. Chen's perspective, what are some of the ways that vegan organic farming benefits the earth?
所以我们在做有机栽培的时候，其实就是等于是在养地，最重要就是养地的观念。那这个地力被养起来，被活化以后呢，那这些作物的表现就非常好，那生态也会非常的平衡。就像我们农场为例，我们可以看到很多的这些雉鸡，或是像竹鸡啦、野兔啦，甚至蛇。 甚至老鼠啊、蚯蚓啊，这些动物都非常多。有机农业也可以减少这个地球的暖化，因为我们知道用化学肥料、杀草剂这些化学的药剂呢，这些工厂它需要用一些这个非常多的燃料。那这些化学肥料，流到这个湖泊或是海洋河流的时候，会造成很多珊瑚礁的死亡，或是造成这个水质的优氧化。
Mr. Chen will now introduce us to some of the fine crops cultivated on his land.
We grow the large crops, including black 还有芭乐、番石榴，那还有很特殊的一些药草，包括这个刺五加，尤其花莲当地在地的毛麦三叶五加。那还有一项就是水果玉米，大家看到这个就是我们栽培的这个水果玉米。那这个水果玉米呢，它在这个一个江期的时候采收的话，它的果皮比较薄，而且它的水分含量很高，所以直接采起来马上这样直接吃，它就像水果一样甘甜，然后水分又非常的多，非常的好吃，而且它能量非常高，很值得这个大力去推广，大家来使用。
请问您除了蔬果的栽培之外，你们还有哪些特色的农产品？
我们除了生鲜的蔬果以外，我们还会把这些生鲜蔬果做成加工产品。那包括像酵素、醋，还有一些果干，或是把这些蔬果把它低温干燥以后做成粉剂，做在早餐包里面。那另外呢，我们种了一些的药用植物，那就是它有很多的很好的养生保健的成分。
We thank Gajendra Singh and Chen Chun Hong for sharing some of their precious knowledge about the wonderful field of vegan organic farming. Vegan organic agriculture is the best solution to world hunger and climate change. May all farmers soon adopt this style of cultivation to help lead our planet to a better and brighter future. Green viewers, thank you for your noble company on today's episode of Planet Earth, our loving home. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your day be graced with the everlasting love of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE